You know, I'm ready for something a little different.
Gird your loins, everybody.
Who needs them?
Why are you here?
It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
I'm wearing shorts, whether it's warm enough or not.
Groundbreaking.
Detox Mansion.
You can't just sit at home ranting on Twitter. Right? It doesn't make you an activist. It makes you the president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me.
You're listening to
You'll remember the experience and you'll remember the name.
Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
You're saying it is appropriate.
You know, crazy enough so far, but not totally unhinged.
I like you because you are special.
Come on, give me a break.
Wow.
Detox Mansion.
On 91.5 WMFO.
On the campus of Tufts University.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Today is December 8th.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away. Somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like stars.
WMFO. Welcome to Detox Mansion. I'm Bob Angel. 1106. It's visiting hours, and once again, welcome. And oops, gotta pot that down. And anyway, yes, December 8th. I posted this on Facebook. But I'll repeat myself here. I was in Portland, Maine that night, and I'm trying to remember why I was there, because I was living in South Carolina at the time. Up visiting for the holidays, I guess. I was at a club where they throw peanuts all over the floor. I can't remember the name of it. Watching the Patriots-Dolphins game, which the Patriots lost. And by the time the game was over, I couldn't care less, because Howard Cosell had informed us that John Lennon had been shot. Didn't know yet how serious it was. But then, of course, eventually we found out that he had died from his wounds. And I don't know of anyone, because I would have been 23 at that particular point in time. And I don't know anybody who didn't pretty much stay up all night listening. In Portland, Maine, we listened to WBLM. Mark Persky was the man on the air. And he did a great job of being the voice of the community. I know people in Boston and this area certainly were listening to WBCN. And, so it was 39 years ago this evening. And how do we not commemorate that? We do celebrate his birthday, and, you know, there's arguments like, why would you celebrate the day of such a horrific event? But it was so horrific. That's why we do. And let's do a set of Lennon if you want to put your personal request in. I know John Lennon. I think you all know that I'm a Beatle maniac and certainly love John Lennon. I'm not going to put anyone above the others, but let's just start where it's obvious, and we'll play a bunch of John for you today. 91.5 WMFO.
Imagine there's no heaven. Someday you'll join us.
can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
There's Nazis in the bathroom just below the stairs. Always something happening and nothing going on. There's always something cooking and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
WMFO, John Lennon. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. That's from the Milk and Honey thing that came out a couple years after. Double Fantasy came out. oh my goodness, I put a bunch of wrong information on here. Anyway, but yeah, the Milk and Honey album, actually, I've got 1980. The machine is telling me it was released in 1981. Okay, I'm going to go with that. I believe it was a year later, but the machine says 81, so I'm going to go with it. Before that, it was Old Dirt Road featuring Harry Nilsson on backing vocals from the Walls and Bridges album. That was 1974. God was from 1969's John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. Then it was the Beatles. We did play a Beatles track from 1965's Rubber Soul, In My Life. Imagine from the title track from that album, 1971. And the song that was the hit on December 8th, that was climbing the charts on December 8th, and the following week, of course, it was number one. And stayed there for quite a while, just like Starting Over from Double Fantasy, 1980. And it says, well, can I fix that right now? I think I can. No, I can't. oh, yes, I can. Okay, so I'm going to fix it. If you're following along on your computer, I'm going to fix that release date. There we go. All right, so there you go. So there's the John Lennon. And if you want to hear more John Lennon, I can sprinkle some more throughout the show. Might be fitting. Just make your request on the go to the Facebook page, find the thread. If there is one yet, I haven't had a chance to look to see. But I hope you do check it out and check in and say hi and communicate with all your neighbors and stuff like that. It's 11:28. And my goodness, I'm behind schedule. Let's see here. Okay, we got sunshine today. Lots of it. Not going to help us out in the warmth department, however. Temperature's only between 32 and 38 degrees, depending on where you are. Closer to 38 in Boston. Tonight, clouds rolling in. Temperatures rising with winds picking up as well. It should be up to about 44 degrees by daybreak. And then tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain. Very windy with temperatures in the middle 50s tomorrow night. Rain, wind, low around 50. And then rain on Tuesday, heavy at times, high around 62 degrees. And then it all cools down on Wednesday, and the storm will still be with us, and it's going to end as snow. But they say not much snow. And there is a flood watch for areas around small rivers and streams because there's going to be massive melting of all this stuff, of course. So, currently, I'm pushing buttons. It's all the way. I keep clicking on things and they just don't fix. Currently on the campus of Tufts University, we have 28 degrees.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Okay, and somehow all my information got messed up when I was for the next song that I was doing. The Who have a brand new album out. It was just released yesterday. I thought that it wasn't going to be out until next year, but it's out. It's out there, and it's wicked good, by the way. Yeah, I'm surprised, because the last one they put out in 2005 or so was kind of lame. But this is a real rock and roll record, and Rolling Stone, it's not me saying this, it's Rolling Stone saying it's the best album they've had since Quadrophenia. They might be right, because I played like three songs off this already. We have a couple of singles, but I'm going to dig deeper right now for a song called Street Song. And, that's not working. Okay, this is called Street Song. Brand new Who, 91.5 WMFO.
can't sing out anything now. No supremo slows us down.
I thought I saw you. still won't talk to you on the phone. It's a hopeless cause, there's no use crying. And I can die, you can die, we can die trying. Thanks anyway, no use hanging around. You try to put the finishing touches on me. You say it's all my fault. Who's keeping score? Some people like to be punished. They keep coming back for more. But I'm sick and tired, and my cock is sore.
Bob Angel, it's Detox Mansion. Aren't you excited?
Oh my God, that's amazing! That's the coolest thing ever!
Yes. Oh, yay!
I'm so happy I could sh**.
Amazing.
The crowd seems to love it.
It's so tasty, too.
What a pleasant surprise.
I am really grateful for it.
Say it!
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Might be raining and it might be cold. The bishop's gone and left the fold. We're standing proud and we're walking tall. We got Michael D. rocking in the doll. For us, Michael D. rocking in the doll. Reckon every thinking world, the poor of every class and color, the pride parades and brave young brothers. Awake up, Michael J. Rockin'.
Michael, do all that you can to welcome in a shifting age. A dawn has called and we turned a page. Cause we got Michael D. rocking in the gold for us. Michael D. rocking in the gold. Michael D. rocking in the gold for us, yeah. Michael D. rocking in the gold. Michael D. rocking in the gold. Michael D. Michael D. up on his Michael D. Michael D. Michael D. giving us all. Michael D. Michael D. up on his Michael D. Michael D. Michael D. up on the dog. Michael D. Michael D. up on his Michael D. Michael D. Michael D. giving us all. Michael D. Michael D. up on his Michael D. Michael D. Michael D. up on the dog.
Michael D. lecture me in sociology. I was in UCG for the degree. Fair social policy, global equality. He was the king of the arts, Michael D. Michael D. lecture me in sociology. I was in UCG for the degree. Fair social policy, global equality. Michael D.
Wow. Michael D. Michael D. up on his Michael D. Michael D. Michael D. giving his all. Michael D. Michael D. up on his Michael D. Michael D. Michael D. up on the doll. Michael D. Michael D. up on his Michael D. Michael D. Michael D. giving his all. Michael D. Michael D. sticking his vocal D. Michael D. Michael D. rocking the doll.
WMFO. All right. Lauda is the name of the album from the Amplifier Heads. Great new stuff from the Amplifier Heads featuring Sal Baglio, who used to be with... for some reason, I was going to say the Schemers, but that wouldn't be correct at all, would it? Mind blank, because I've been behind the scenes here. I've been trying to get things to work, and a lot of things have disappeared from certain streaming services. And So I've had to find alternate places to find this stuff. So, but this was a good old-fashioned CD from the Amplifier Heads. It's called Lauda, just released. Beat Club was the name of that song. Saw Doctors before that. Michael D. Rockin' in the Doll. The live version, or a live version. They have several live versions of that song out. This one was from a New Year's Day live album, 2005. That came out. Warren Zevon, our fearless leader, Man We Follow, Finishing Touches. We heard from Mr. Bad Example, that was 1991. From Heartbeats and Triggers in 1982, Translator did Everywhere That I'm Not. And the brand new album from The Who, self-titled. Street Song is the name of the song we heard that time around, 2019. I played a bunch of songs, and then it's a really good album from The Who. Yes. I'm not kidding. It is. It's good. 11:51, and I got to get some stuff in here before we do. Before we hand out our little medication time songs. I know you're anxious for that, right? But we have some more local music. And yeah, somebody else they played it the same. It was an international pop. It wasn't festival. It was international pop something. Great bands I saw there, including Lauda. I mean, including Amplifier Heads. And also Shelley Velasquez, or Velasquez. I can't wait for her to come in here so I can learn how to pronounce her name properly. But this one is called Over the Top, 91.5 WMF. Whoa!
You didn't think it was working out the way you hoped. With all I had to give you, with all I had to give myself, I didn't want to see you. See me fumbling for myself. It was only my reaction to be happy to be sad. Here I go again, over the top, it's never gonna end. Always going up, over the top, I wanna go back to the bottom and start again. There's no reason why. Start again.